Well, at our Mennonite Church USA convention in July, we delegates passed a resolution entitled Seeking Peace in Israel and Palestine. In passing this resolution, we committed ourselves as a denomination, as a church, to finding ways to address and counteract the anti-Semitism that is part of our society and also in ourselves. This anti-Semitism in our society was glaringly evident last weekend in Charlottesville as the neo-Nazi protesters chanted, "Jews will not replace us," and other such things. Often anti-Semitism is much more subtle. It exists even in the church. For example, when "the Jews" is used almost as an epithet without context in our reading and teaching the Gospels and the Epistles. Unfortunately, our Christian faith has often pitted itself against the very source from which it sprang. We have not valued that which Jesus himself valued highly, the Jewish religious tradition. This morning, as Don said, is the second in our two-part series, Faith from Another Perspective. As people of faith, we here at Glennon Heights know how important and life-giving faith is to us. Having faith in the God of creation, the source of life, the author of love, and Jesus our Savior gives us purpose and meaning. It also grounds us. And because we are grounded, our faith enables us to open our hearts to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we can trust that this leading of the Spirit is good, even if sometimes it stretches us beyond our comfort zones, even when we feel like we're stepping out into the unknown. Well, the wonderful thing about learning about Judaism is that for us, much of it is really not unknown. The scripture passages which Don read for us, which Jeff read for us this morning from Deuteronomy and the Psalms and Micah are very familiar and well-loved. Sherry Habegger, our speaker this morning, chose them for us. And Sherry is also a known quantity. For years, she and her husband John were part of this congregation. Since then, Sherry has chosen a different faith path, and we are privileged this morning to have her share with us what her Jewish faith means to her. Sherry, please come up. I'd like to pray before you speak. Dear God, bless Sherry as she shares with us this morning. May the words of her mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
It's truly a privilege to be here. Many familiar, friendly faces. Some new ones. I appreciate the openness that Glennon Heights Mennonite has always shown to a multicultural community and world. I was born in Ithaca, New York, sometime after World War II. I won't get more specific. And I was given the name Sharon K. Kennedy by my wonderful parents of blessed memory, Jim and Doris Kennedy. Sharon is from the Hebrew and means a fertile plain near the coast of Israel, or a flowering shrub as a rose. As a young woman, I met and married John Allen Habegger and chose to change my last name to Habegger. The name Habegger originates in Switzerland and refers to someone from the Hawks Ridge area between Trub and Lanyau. Much later, on December 13th, 2006, I chose as my Hebrew name, Eliana Bat Avram Vebat Sarah, when I became a Reformed Jew, a Jew by choice. Eliana is translated from the Hebrew as God has answered, and I am recognized as the spiritual daughter of Abraham and Sarah within the Jewish community. Names are important. Today I want to share with you what it means to me to be Eliana Bat Avram Vebat Sarah, to know that God has truly answered the desire of my heart. The foundation of Jewish belief is a Shema, and Jeff read that as the first part. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The foundations of Jewish life and practice include prayer, keeping the Sabbath, and tikkun olam, or repairing the world. As daylight starts to fade on Friday, we prepare to enter the sacred space of the Sabbath. Prayer is a major portion of that preparation. We even have prayers to prepare to pray, such as, may my worship on this Shabbat or Sabbath encourage me to fulfill the holy precept, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly before your God. And may my worship on this Shabbat encourage me to fulfill this mitzvah or commandment. If your kin become poor and cannot sustain themselves, you must assist them. That's from Leviticus 25:35. We say a blessing and light candles as darkness falls, signifying God's light in the midst of darkness. We bless the wine and the bread and embrace the beauty of separating from the everyday world for a full day. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, sovereign of the universe, who sanctifies us with your commandments and commands us to kindle the Sabbath light. Shabbat descends with its promise of rest, its precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship in the beauty of holiness, bringing contentment to our hearts. Psalms, prayers, and songs form the core of the collective worship service in the synagogue and in the homes. Holy One, your glory fills the universe. We are never beyond the reach of your hand. Yet we are especially grateful for sacred times and places, for they help us to reach out to you. Let us sense your nearness at this hour. Let us hear your voice speaking in our hearts and in the stillness of Sabbath peace as we turn to you. I brought my own, you'll have to forgive me. The spiritual is continuously brought into the secular realm for an observant Jew. Just a word about what it means to be observant or religious or kosher. There are different denominations in Judaism, and there are different groups within each denomination. And each one determines what constitutes standard or acceptable practice for that group. As a Reformed Jew, I am expected, even required, to listen to and consider the voice of God and to ask questions in order to know what level of practice I am to observe. My particular part of the Jewish community is Congregation B'nai Torah in Westminster. It is a warm, friendly, inclusive, Reformed Jewish congregation with many interfaith couples, many converts, and quite a number of transplanted Jews from New York or Baltimore or Pennsylvania. As a whole, the congregants are moving slowly and steadily towards including more traditional Jewish practices into our worship service and into our lives. Our rabbi was born in Israel, raised in California, and ordained in a conservative Jewish seminary. Her passion for Judaism and people is palpable. One doesn't easily forget meeting Rabbi Anat Moskowitz. She's really a hoot, let me tell you. I mentioned earlier that keeping the Sabbath is central to Jewish life and worship. And the commandment is, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, la'azot et ha-shabbat l'doratam berit olam. The people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath in every generation as a covenant forever. In our busy modern world, even in this more laid-back western part of the United States, it can be challenging to keep the Sabbath. Some highly observant or religious communities, there's those words again, fully remove themselves from the culture surrounding them in order to find the peace of Sabbath. I prefer to concentrate on activities that are renewing to me, going to services or adult education when it's possible, concentrating on my family and friends, doing what I can to fulfill the charge of tikkun olam, to repair the world. By switching my concentration from the secular everyday world to the Almighty, to Adonai, I become less focused on myself. Not what I want or what I need or what I want to buy. Claude Montefiore has said, there are objects in life higher than success. The Sabbath, with its exhortation to worship God and the doing of kindly deeds, reminds us week by week of these higher objects. It prevents us from reducing our life to the level of a machine. The Sabbath is one of the glories of our humanity. For if to labor is noble, of our own free will, to pause in that labor may be nobler still. Within the liturgy of the weekly service, we are reminded of our responsibilities to the world around us. American Jewry is known as a philanthropic, a good group, they give. And people freely donate to hospitals, museums, social services, scouting programs. The list goes on and on. But the mitzvah, which technically means commandment, of giving, of tzedakah, grace, giving, mercy, it's translated differently, is rooted in Torah, the first five books of the Bible. During the service, we remind ourselves of what is most important. These are duties whose worth cannot be measured. Honoring one's father and mother, acts of love and kindness, diligent pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, hospitality to strangers, visiting the sick, rejoicing with the wedding couple, consoling the bereaved, praying with sincerity, and making peace when people quarrel. And the study of Torah leads to them all. It is the softening of the heart that God seeks in us. We are not to perform acts of charity or kindness in order to gain status with our neighbors. We are warned away from serving in the synagogue or the community in order to bring praise upon ourselves. Micah 6:8, thank you, Jeff, you also read that. It's a personal guide for me, as each commandment, each mitzvah, brings a challenge. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Such simple words, so clearly stated, and yet so very hard to incorporate in our relationship with the Almighty and each other. I completed the draft of this talk before the ungodly events of last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia. My initial thought was not to speak of the public celebration of darkness or the disturbing actions of the alt-right neo-Nazi demonstrators. But I can't not talk about it. Hatred is here now, in our own communities, not far away across an ocean, not decades ago, People of all faiths are asking themselves, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to respond? I read some of the responses from the Jewish community online. And an article on reformjudaism.org said, during our Shabbat, our day of rest, terrible events took place in Charlottesville, Virginia. A Unite the Right protest organized by the alt-right turned bloody, violent, and ultimately deadly. As tensions escalated, fights broke out, and one attendee drove his car through a sea of counter-protesters, killing one and injuring dozens more. Headlines and video of the event are shocking and painful. Protesters donned Nazi imagery, hailed Hitler, and held signs bearing statements like, Jews are Satan's children. Holding torches and Confederate flags, they chanted, Black lives don't matter. Jews will not replace us. But it was the words of a woman I don't know, Carly Pildus, that really brought me up short. She wrote an article, and in it she said, today it was personal. It was the pain of watching men march in opposite to my biracial black family. They oppose my life as a Jew and the lives of my family members as black Jews. They find the family life that brings me such joy to be an abomination. My family is Jewish and black and Catholic and Mennonite and Baptist and Unitarian and a lot more. It takes all I have to not give in to fear or fall under the spell of hatred myself. I'm struggling to hold on to the truths that have been shown to me and which I've shared with you a little earlier. I'm brought back to what I know to be my responsibilities. These are the duties which cannot be measured. Honoring one's father and mother, acts of love and kindness, diligent pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, hospitality to strangers, visiting the sick, rejoicing with the wedding couple, consoling the bereaved, praying with sincerity, and making peace when people quarrel, and the study of Torah, of God's word, leads to them all. I want to close today, and I want to ask you to join me in a congregational reading of the Kaddish, which is found in your bulletin. This is an ancient prayer which is written and sung in Aramaic. I'm not going to make you do that part. Kaddish is said at various times and for various reasons, but is usually associated with remembering those who have passed before us. By raising up their names on the anniversary of their death, the continuity of the community is maintained. Their names are not forgotten. But Kaddish never references death or loss. It is an affirmation in the midst of sorrow and fear of the greatness of God, who is the source of all holiness and peace. Will you please rise if you're able? Let us read together. Magnified and sanctified be your name, O God, throughout the world, which you have created according to your will. May your sovereignty be accepted in our own days, in our lives, and in the life of all the house of Israel, speedily and soon, and let us say, Amen. May your great name be blessed forever and ever, exalted and honored, adored and acclaimed be your name, O Holy One. Blessed are you,
whose glory transcends all praises, songs, and blessings voiced in the world. And let us say, Amen. Grant abundant peace and life to us and to all Israel. And let us say, Amen. May you establish peace in the heavens. Grant peace to us, to Israel, and to all the earth. And let us say, Amen. Thank you.
So number 54 in the Purple Book, Sing the Story. We'll do this in three parts. Each of you will lead the three. I'm a little trouble speaking here. So we'll do the... So on this song, what we'll do is Bruce will lead the first part, and we'll do it twice. And then following the second time, the second part, which Betsy is leading, will come in, and we'll do that twice. And then the third part, which Brenda will lead, will follow then immediately, and we'll do that part as well. So you'll see that some are for men's voices, some are women's voices, and please feel free to fit wherever you're most comfortable. And then once all of us are together, we will do it several times and just sort of feel the love that's in this song.
So men, we're just going to keep singing the same part over and over, and the rest too.
Each part just keeps... Sing the
middle. Yeah, if you want.
Bruce, I'll try and get in the right key this time.
That's okay.
Today.
Okay, man.
Hang on just a second. It's still not there.